Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. China celebrates a 100-year anniversary for the Chinese Communist Party. We talk about that. And also, I'm joined by David Engelhardt with us to go through the latest indictments with the Trump Organization of what's happening in Manhattan. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. Live from the WABC studios in New York, buckle up, here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Did you guys know that 80% of grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? It's staggering. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the United States and met with the actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product they are sending to your table is the very best. All the products are individually wrapped, which eliminate waste. It's a great product. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef, better than organic chicken, right to your door. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. If you subscribe to any one of our packages, you will save 20% with each purchase. Subscribing brings the cost per meat down. Get steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. We love the family feast, which includes steak, chicken, and more. Stop trying to play the grocery store guessing game. No more Chinese meat. Get American meat. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com. Support American farmers. Go to GoodRanchers.com to get $20 off, free express shipping. Maybe you're grilling for July 4th. Maybe you need to do something for Independence Day. Go to GoodRanchers.com. Use the code Charlie. 100% American beef and chicken. Steaks are always USDA choice and prime. Chicken is 100% all natural. So go to GoodRanchers.com. That's GoodRanchers with an S.com/Charlie. Or use the code Charlie, that's goodranchersofthenest.com/Charlie. What if I told you, America, and our leaders, our political elite, that we created the greatest menace on the planet? That it didn't come up of their own making, but we made a series of public policy choices that have led to the rise of the Chinese Communist Party. They're celebrating their 100-year anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party in China. Mao Zedong, an evil man who might be responsible for more deaths than any other person ever to live in the history of the world. It's a competition between Stalin and Mao. He attended the first party congress in July of 1921. It was actually held on July 23rd, but Mao misremembered it and established it the holiday on July 1st. At the time, China was an agrarian country, very poor, of about 400 million people, plagued by civil war and unrest. After the communists gained power in 1949, Mao initiated a series of disastrous economic reforms that led to the deaths of tens of millions of people. The China that we know today only began to take shape in the late 1970s, when Mao's successor, Deng Xiaoping, opened up its market to international investors. Now, the Chinese and the Chinese Communist Party, they're not good at many things. They're not. They don't invent things. They're very good at stealing. They're good at lying. And they have a lot of people. You turn over a rock in Wuhan, there's like 500,000 people. So because of that, they have the ability to undercut the wages of the West. That's what the Chinese are good at. Show me one thing. The Chinese, and I want to make a distinction, because I'm going to get all these emails from some sort of anti-Asian hate group, whatever, of the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese people. The Chinese people are lovely. They're very sweet. They believe in the Confucius, the Confucian view of the world. He wrote a book called The Analects. It's like Poor Richard's Almanac. Nice way to view the world. And I have no problem with the Chinese people. I have a big problem with the lying thugs that run the Chinese Communist Party, the greatest evil we have seen since the Soviet Union. And so the Chinese Communist Party, it really bothers them when they say this. Can you show me one thing they've ever invented, the Chinese Communist Party? No, they're thieves. They steal. They cheat. They copy. Now, there's a reason for this. Entrepreneurialism, the capacity to create, you need to have freedom to do that. You need to have private property. And so the only thing the Chinese, I stand corrected. They did create the Chinese coronavirus. That's right. The Chinese Communist Party did make one thing. They infected the entire world. They've never made an automobile worth driving. They've never made an airplane worth flying in, a social media network ever worth using. No, but they did create a virus that you don't want to get. Highly contagious one. The Chinese Communist Party and their very serious leader, Mao Zedong, Xi Jinping. I get them confused. I get one genocidal maniac confused with the other, a very serious man. And he gave a speech today, and I won't do an impersonation because then I'll definitely have all the hate groups come after me, or because they are hate groups, by the way. They hate truth. Xi Jinping gave the speech, "Do not question my authority." He gave this big speech. He said, anyone who dares try to control the Chinese Communist Party, you are evil. Yeah, okay, slow down, you know, Kim Jong-un 2.0. Do you notice that the Asian dictator gets the kind of the Winnie the Pooh stomach? Do you notice they get this kind of curvature where they have to almost turn? They can't turn directionally. They turn like they're an aircraft carrier. Do you notice this? Because they get such a big stomach. And it must be all the pork. By the way, the Chinese culture, they value pork like above all. They love pork. Not really my thing. And so the GDP rose from $191 billion in 1980 to $14.3 trillion in 2019. We did this. Again, China, these are not creators. They're not risk takers. They're not ambitious entrepreneurs. There are countries where they're actually very good at creating things. They still copy a lot, but they actually have a code of ethics. The Japanese, they've copied for years. But generally, the Japanese have been pretty good at creativity, more so than the Chinese, the Koreans as well. The Chinese, no, they are, what's the best way that I can compare this without getting kicked off of social media? I think I've done a good job of it. So since we've liberalized the Chinese economy, which again, our leaders did, and I'm going to name the names. George H.W. Bush did this. George H.W. Bush was the head of the desk for the CIA to China. He was the liaison to China. Then he became CIA director. And then he thought it would be a great idea to open up relations with China. I was told my entire life, the more we trade with China, the more they're going to love America. The more we trade with China, the more Western they're going to become. The more we trade with China, the more they're all of a sudden going to be marching in the streets and wearing Levi jeans and eating Big Macs, taking selfies with Apple iPhones and demanding justice. And the exact opposite has happened. The more we've traded with China, the more totalitarian they have become. Where now Nike CEO has come out and said, quote, Nike is a brand that is of China and for China. But China's authoritarian government to territorial ambitions and alleged human rights abuses. What, who writes such a thing? They have 1 million Muslims in concentration camps. You know, I laugh when these white liberals, they say, oh, never again can we allow fascism to rise. They say, okay, while you're wearing your Nike sneakers and you have zero muscle mass I can detect on your entire androgynous body, spare me the lecture while you eat your vegan smoothie, whatever that is, that never again. It's happening right now. So until you call China what they are, which is a geopolitical enemy, they are genocidally committed to the abolition of a religion, then I don't want to hear about your big protest. The GDP rose from $191 billion to $14.3 trillion in 2019. The bottom line, it's 100 years old, the CCP, and it remains the greatest enemy of the West. So what are we supposed to do about this? Well, we created it. And that which you create, you have an obligation to stop. And we're going to keep on going into that. Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop these people from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' home. Without ExpressVPN, every single site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. What's more is your home internet provider, I'm talking about Comcast, AT&T, or whatever, can also see and record your browsing data. ExpressVPN is an application, it's an app, that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity says just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices and it's super easy to use. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Charlie. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to learn more. The Chinese Communist Party, who make your shoes, monitor your activities, and quite honestly, are dominating the world right now. And it's not just the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the divide, I think, the way we need to look at it. And by the way, this is not a new divide. This is not a, these are not new lines. It's just, it keeps on repeating itself every couple decades. You have team free and team control. Those people that want human beings to live freely and those that want to live under the authoritarian control of another. This sort of divide, what happened in the 60s, 70s, and 80s with the Soviet Union. It happened in the 40s and 50s when we were up against National Socialist Workers' Party in Germany and also imperial ambitions of Japan. And so on team control, you have Facebook, you have Google, you have the Chinese Communist Party, you have Amazon, you have Bezos, you have Hollywood, you have athletics, Eric Swalwell, and almost the entire American media and all of academia. On team free, you have conservatives, some churches, some pastors, and decent Americans. And I will say Japan is actually on that team too. That's the divide. And so we need to start to say, okay, you're on team control. You have such a sorry state of your own existence. You want to go dominate another person. And those are the dividing lines that we are living through right now. And as we start to dive deeper into the one thing the Chinese Communist Party has ever created, which again, we as Americans, we can take credit for a lot. The elevator, the airplane, the assembly line, mapping the human genome, you know, coming up with germ theory, or at least discovering germ theory and institutionalizing it. There's a lot of things we should be very proud of as Americans. We are the masters of innovation. We are the ambitious and the daring and the risk-taking. We are not highway bandits like Xi Jinping. And so the one thing that Xi Jinping and his group of thieves have actually done is they kind of haphazardly in a biolaboratory in Wuhan, China, created a virus that changed our world. And by the way, this is not what we're going to get to this hour. We have way too much other stuff. I have a whole packet of stuff. I'm just going to reemphasize something for 15 seconds. They're going to try to lock us down again. The Delta variant, they're going to try to lock us down again. If you have questions about that, go to our podcast yesterday. I want to play Cut 69, where Tucker Carlson introduces Dr. Li Min-Yung and explains how she was living and working in China and investigating the outbreak, but had to move to America in April because she came to the wrong conclusion. You hear that? Truth is not a left-wing value. Truth is not an atheistic value. Truth is not a Chinese Communist Party value. The wrong conclusion means you found something that does not benefit the party. It means you found something that does not benefit the Leviathan. Cut 69.
Dr. Li Min-Yung is a physician and a virologist. She's an expert on coronavirus. Until last year, she was living and working in China. In fact, she was investigating the outbreak in Wuhan from the very beginning. But in April, she had to flee to this country because she had reached the wrong conclusion. The coronavirus, she said, was not naturally occurring. It had been designed, she said, by the Chinese military.
designed by the Chinese military. Dr. Li Minyang explains how the virus was created with gain-of-function attributes, and this is why we've seen all the unexplained symptoms in the population, cut 70.
So they add it to the virus, and finally the whole virus become the SARS-CoV-2, which carry different kind of gain of functions and target human. That's why later on, you see there are a lot of unexplained symptoms happen in the population.
It was made in a laboratory, and it infected the entire world. Now, I'm not accusing the Chinese Communist Party of this, but if all of a sudden I wanted to rise to prominence by my 100-year anniversary, I would create a virus, know how to solve it quickly, release it on my own people because, you know, a couple million people dying is merely a statistic to an atheist. It's just a bunch of cells. You might as well get them out of the way when you try to dominate one or the other. And then I would release it on the rest of the world, lie about it, cover it up, and then all of a sudden the rest of the world will still be grappling with the variants while I will be the dominant power. Now we're still going to find out whether it was intentional or whether it was incompetence, of which the CCP is full of incompetence. And they're full of the capacity to screw things up. But if I wanted to dominate the world, I would do exactly that. And she says the reason their death count is so low in China is because they locked people in their homes and they died of starvation instead of COVID. It's just the statistic to Xi Jinping, while his belly gets bigger by the diameter of every second of eating imported pork. Next segment, we'll talk a little bit about this, and we'll be joined by Pastor David Engelhardt, who's also an attorney, to go into the latest movement of charges against Trump. Look, can I tell you something that really bothers me? When good people get scheduled for cancellation for no reason. That's what's happening to Mike Lindell. I was just with Mike Lindell with 15,000 of my closest friends in Wisconsin. And Mike Lindell was hosting an entire event, and the media went after him like you wouldn't believe, and they're trying to take my pillow out of every single store. Mike Lindell is a good person. And if you need pillows, maybe you're moving in for college, or maybe you want to build a pillow palace, go to MyPillow.com and always use the promo code Kirk. Remember, they won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the United States. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. So if you love America and you want to support the good guys, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. You also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including Giza Dream Sheets and MyPillow Mattress Topper. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. If you love America and you want to support the guys that are trying to do everything they can to save it, go to MyPillow.com, buy a bunch of stuff, promo code Kirk. I'm joined today with Pastor David Engelhardt for the remainder of this hour. How you doing, David?
Good to be here, Charlie. I'm glad you're in town helping save New York City from the peril.
Yeah, that's am I tasked with that now?
Yes.
You know, when I see this one, looks like a nice guy walking outside fully masked, I just wonder what has happened. Outside in the rain, I have to say his risk of viral infection is very low while you're outside. But I suppose that's what freedom gets you, is the freedom to mask yourself on Third Avenue.
And you know he's vaccinated. He's guaranteed vaccinated.
I would imagine that's probably true.
Yeah.
So I want to play one more clip here about the Chinese Communist Party, and then I want to get into the charges around President Trump, because you're a lawyer as well, and I want to kind of just walk through this because I have some questions, because it seems as if President Trump's organization is coming under criminal scrutiny. Cut 77, news report on the CCP. I just want you to hear this, that anyone who dares question the Chinese Communist Party would find themselves on a collision course with a great wall of steel forged with its 1.4 billion people. Is that a threat, Xi Jinping? Cut 77.
Joe, today was an important day for China. President Xi Jinping was projecting strength on this 100th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese Communist Party. So President Xi Jinping, as you said, had warned in this speech that any foreign force attempting to bully China would, quote, find themselves on a collision course with a great wall of steel forged by China's 1.4 billion people.
If you dare question us, if you dare say that our genocidal ambitions are wrong, you will come in some great wall of steel forged with your 1.4 billion people. It's awfully collectivistic. because that's exactly who they are. And it's our leaders and our public policy measures that were the ones who did this. Now, the man who stood in opposition to this kind of team control, this internationalist globalist experiment, was, of course, President Donald Trump. And they have not let President Trump go. In fact, it is priority number one of the entire intelligentsia on the American left to make sure he pays a price. They need to make sure that everyone sees that if you dare question the internationalist order, that you are going to pay a very significant personal price. And so, David, give us the latest of what's happening right now in Manhattan with the district attorney and Korean to President Trump.
Yeah, most of, of your listeners, I'm sure, know 2 years ago, Letitia James, the New York AG, started this, what's clearly proven to be a witch hunt against President Trump and the Trump Organization. Now, how do we know it's proved to be a witch hunt? Because we have 2 years of investigations, of subpoenas, of document review, of teams of attorneys making $100,000 apiece, approximately per attorney. And now 2 years later, we have a guy that's not even in the inner circle of the Trump Organization. He's a CFO character, but he's, you know, paying bills and writing tricks, checks. He's no grandmaster. And the best, the most damning evidence that we're seeing in these reports is that there are fringe benefits that weren't appropriately accounted for. So let's think about what the potential tax loss against for the city is. 10 grand, 20 grand. You've just spent 2 years with 20 attorneys. You've got a $2 million bill minimum. What is the cost benefit analysis for New Yorkers when in the subways, people are afraid to go down there because the murder rate has increased so high?
So, David, I want to talk about that part first. You live in New York. Is it all, as AOC says, just hysteria, or is crime increasing?
So the stats are we have a 20 to 30% increase in violent crime in New York City. In some areas in the outer boroughs, you have 100% increase in violent crime and murder. So is it hysteria? I guess if you think murder is not a big deal, then
but just
it's
on
hysteria.
The ground, are people now realizing that? I mean, just you live not far from here.
Yeah, I live close. Well, I live downtown and I have a church downtown, and lots of people have stopped taking the subway. On an anecdotal personal level, I don't like to go into the subway with my little kids anymore because we have a surge in homelessness. We have massive crime. There's just in the last few weeks, we've had murders on the subway again. And it feels unsafe for not just New Yorkers, but one of our primary economic drives is tourism. And if tourists get stabbed by a screwdriver, which I think happened in February in the subway, they're not super likely to want to visit.
It says here, during the first 5 months of 2021, gunfire in New York City killed more than 8,100 people in the country, with about 54 deaths a day. The average of the same time period in the past 6 years was 14 deaths per day. The shooting incidents in May in New York City jumped 73% compared to the same period last year. Overall hate crimes have increased by 98%, whereas in May 2031, that shootings overall are up 122% in New York City. But their focus, what is the charge that they're possibly going against the Trump Organization? Was Trump laundering money? Was he running a drug ring? Was it a child sex trafficking operation? Was he bringing in illegal 50 caliber rifles? Or what's the charge here?
Right. So the charges will be specifically unveiled in 21 minutes at 2 p.m. The approximate charges are the inappropriate categorization of fringe benefits by this gentleman, Barry Weisselman. His Barry's the son. Alan is the father, and the son is Barry. And Barry may have got some. He may have been able to stay in an empty apartment for some time for free, or some other kind of fringe benefits.
Wait, this is what the criminal division of the Manhattan District Attorney is focused on.
After 2 years of subpoenas, and here's the crazy thing, Charlie. They got the information from Barry's ex-wife Jennifer, who, you know, obviously wanted to throw him under the truck. And so it's probably, you know, what if I'm a defense attorney, I'm going to say there's personal animus related to this. The testimony is not credible because you have an ex-wife against an ex-husband.
Totally.
And that's how you're trumping up all of these charges to show how corrupt the quote unquote Trump Organization is. Your point, you found a hole, a divorce, right, in the armor, and you're exploiting to try to get info. And the best you can find is some kind of fringe benefits that weren't correctly taxed.
Wait, so this is not even like source of income. this is not some sort of foreign collusion hoax.
Right.
We're talking about hundreds of people that have been dedicated to this, and they find that Weisselberg, his family might have got tuition payments.
Right.
But, and apartment or cars. Isn't the remedy usually just
pay the taxes?
Money?
Right.
But isn't the remedy usually like, okay, yeah, I'll pay the taxes?
Yeah, it's $5,000.
It's a civil, civil pit.
Exactly. $5,000 of taxes. Let's write the check. Sorry, we didn't account for this right. They're making it some kind of criminal enterprise against the Trump organization that is seen as, you know, this, the dark emperor of New York City.
So if they are all of a sudden saying, if the position of our government is that if you misuse company resources, even slightly, they're going to indict the entire state of North Dakota. I mean, the point is that this is now the standard of criminal indictment. So is this a federal offense? So walk us through.
So this is at the state level. So this is state tax law that hasn't, you know, that the elements of the crime will be that when you file your state taxes, that you have to say we did X with X money and therefore we're in Y tax bracket. And if that income or outcome state outgoing statements of your liability shifts your tax burden, well, then you may have a couple more $1,000 to pay in this. And I mean, in the context of an apartment somebody may have lived in for 6 months because the building had an empty apartment. The crazy thing is Ron Fischetti, who is a defense attorney here in town, really good attorney. He said that these kind of charges have never been filed ever before as related to criminal law and tax benefit.
He even said, I can't believe I'm going to have to try a case like this.
It's crazy. So to say it's not politically motivated, I mean, you have to be living in some kind of, you know, a fictional reality to say the real purpose is not to just mar the name of the Trumps.
And again, our position is not that someone didn't do something wrong.
Right.
Go show me a businessman in New York City that has run any one of these real estate empires,
right?
Any one of these guys, and we're pointing at buildings, any one of them.
Yeah.
And I want you to go through their books for 2 years. I want you to go through their expense reimbursements. And you're trying to tell me you're not going to have maybe some potential like, oh, sorry, I should remedy this. Or, and by the way, isn't there a standard of if a CPA or something signs off on this, isn't the liability on them? I mean,
yeah, that's a good point, Charlie, because as an attorney, you know, we sign contracts with people that say, hey, we're going to do this kind of work for you, but you can never sign away liability for legal analysis that you did on a case. So in the same, you're right. In the same way, there's a fiduciary duty of a financial agent. If they make a mistake on the books,
it's on them.
It's on them specifically.
Especially if you do a specific chart of accounts type situation. And maybe that wasn't the circumstance
right,
here.
Right.
And just, I'm just perplexed by this, David. This is really bad for our country, not just because of the Trump thing and it's a distraction and all the obvious things. But do you know what this is telling our listeners right now in Riverside, California that like President Trump? What this is telling them, or maybe it's our listeners in Atlanta or in Dallas, or they're watching on Rumble. Like, hold on a second. So you're trying to tell me that Hunter Biden can do what we know he did and he can just continue to sell paintings for $500,000 to continue to bring money to the Biden crime family, that you're trying to tell me that Eric Swalwell can sleep with a Chinese spy, that Hillary Clinton can bash and smash devices, that Hunter Biden can get on Air Force Two and fly to Joe Biden. Now, if the standard is that if you're close to power, no one gets indicted unless you murder someone, I don't like that, but at least you're consistent, right? Mm-hmm. If that's kind of like in the unspoken rule, right? Like the FBI guidelines, like we're not going to go after you because we don't want to seem political. Fine. Okay. But if you're going to go after now Donald Trump's Trump organization on the way you're describing it is like, oh, he had a car or used an apartment, had tuition payments. These are always remedied in civil type penalties. Mm-hmm, is that the new standard now?
Yeah. I mean, isn't it exactly reminiscent of the Dinesh D'Souza
witch
hunt? And how is it that a normal person in our country doesn't say not only is the mainstream left, not only is the media left, but our entire prosecutorial system is raging towards the left? And
this is totalitarianism.
Yeah. It's terrifying for any normal conservative in a city like New York, like me and my friends here in New York City, to say they're spending years to find minute charges against people that they just don't like ideologically.
Well, and meanwhile, crime in New York City is up 30.4% in April 2021. Mm-hmm. Police say the greatest increase in crime came from shootings, as I say, up 166%. Mm-hmm. Police also noted that grand larceny was up 66%. Felony assaults were up by 35.6%. And robberies increased by 28.6%. Well, maybe instead of going through the receipts of a former president, and just maybe you should just hand it off to the tax division, say, just make them pay a fine. Let's go after the rapists.
Right.
Instead, the priority number one of the Manhattan District Attorney is not if whether or not cocaine is coming through the tunnel, or whether heroin is coming to the Upper West Side,
right,
or whether guns are being smuggled through Midtown.
Right. Right.
No, it's whether or not the former president paid his taxes.
That's right. Yeah. And all of the other litany of crimes, homelessness has been
vagrancy
out of control in New York City. And that was something that Rudy Giuliani took care of. And it created an environment for flourishing.
So we got a great email. I love the wisdom of our listeners. You guys should email us your thoughts. Raymond emailed us, "The great hunters went out on a safari and came back with a mouse."
That's exactly right.
And so David, let's talk about where this leads us as far as what they're willing to do with the criminal justice system. You're a lawyer, you're an attorney. Crime is going up all over the place in New York City. We are seeing this once great city becomes something dystopian and unrecognizable. We were kind of going back and forth, what is it going to take for just people that might be on the center left to say, this is not okay.
Yeah.
But this is an abuse of power. Or is it this kind of authoritarian moment where people are saying, well, I don't mind authoritarianism because I'm a member of the party.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think you have that from certainly a majority perspective here in the city, obviously massively left-leaning city. But, you know, I was thinking, Charlie, about this idea of a peace officer and how police used to be seen as peace officers. And you need peace when there's chaos in the streets. But when you have a Giuliani that comes in and brings law and orders and loves the cops and the cops are honored and you have peace in the city, you forget that the job of prosecutors, mm-hmm. that the job of the police force, that the job of the executive branch is to make sure you have peace in your city. And when there's peace in the city in a generic way, people are like, oh, I don't care if the AG spends millions of dollars on a witch hunt against the Trump organization. What I do care about is nothing, my martinis and my cars and my job. But as the city's starting to tremble with crime and with homelessness, then people will remember, oh yeah, we need peace. That's the first order of any city or state government, is for there to be peace in the midst of people, or else you can't transact business, you can't have a family, you can't function like a normal human being if you're going to be stabbed with a screwdriver on the subway, which happened a couple of months ago here in New York City.
Seriously.
Yeah, somebody got a tourist got stabbed with a screwdriver.
Come to New York for the food, you stay because you got mugged. And so now we see the top levels of government that have investigated President Trump for years, and the best they can come up with is expense reimbursement type issues. And so, meanwhile, Hillary Clinton walks free. Peter Strzok was never indicted. Lisa Page was never indicted. James Comey was never indicted. Clapper or Brennan were never indicted. Hunter Biden will walk free. Then we also have the entire organization, the entire group of Democrats seem to do whatever they do. And again, like I said, I wouldn't like it if there was kind of this political detente. We're not going to go after former presidents. We're not going to go after people in the top levels of politics unless it's first degree murder. And I know that sounds extreme. The point is that power will be abused. And that seems to be, that's the way it used to be, right? Kind of turn a blind eye, like, oh, they're close to power. We don't want to use it. Now it seems as if we are now in this struggle where it's, we're in charge, you're not, we're going to put you in prison. We're going to put these people around you in prison.
And you've talked about this quite a bit, Charlie, that the left is far, far more aggressive than the right in the United States with law, with policy, with politically affirmative action in their positions of authority. Like, what are the right doing? And where do you see, conversely, the right going after, you know, the Obamas?
Never.
For, yeah, nothing at all. And we have a conservative class in the United States that just has kind of rolled over and allowed people like the AG of New York State to spend millions of dollars without doing anything about it. We have there's a cause of action called malicious prosecution, that if the prosecution ends up being wrong and being you know, he gets off. It's all false. We don't know because we haven't seen the charges.
Yeah, but they're going to stack the jury. I mean, that's it's kangaroo court.
Well, and they don't usually go to trial if they have zero evidence. They'll have some kind of evidence, and then a malicious prosecution charge will be hard to do. But why don't we have a conservative outrage, especially in New York State, that's been saying, you guys have spent 2 years on this investigation and have almost nothing.
Yes. And I don't think they're done. I mean, I think they have a list of other conservatives they want to go after and people around Trump's orbit. I want to reemphasize this point, David. We'll have you back tomorrow, which is we have one side that is enthusiastic about using political power and our side is terrified. We are playing badminton. They are playing rugby. They're playing for keeps. And I wish that wasn't the case. I wish we all wanted the same thing. We could unify and have this wonderful, terrific moment. Instead, they have made Trump spend millions of dollars just to try to put him in a prison cell when he's golfing at Mar-a-Lago or at Bedminster while the city falls into disarray. And this was something that, again, goes back to Orwell. My goodness, was he right? Airstrip 1 which was London, was complete and total chaos and fall into total disarray. But at least they went after the dissidents. That's always what their focus was. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to join us in Tampa, Florida, go to tpusa.com/SAS. That's tpusa.com/SAS. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Join us in Tampa, Florida for our Student Action Summit. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.